We are switching guests, but still talking about the Ashland Independent Film Festival for the balance of the hour. People idolize movie stars and so go to great lengths to meet them or even see them up close. We develop feelings for actors, especially when their work moves us. An encounter between an actor and an audience member is the centerpiece of a short feature film screening this week at the Ashland Independent Film Festival. You Were So Good is the work of Mig Windows, actor, director, and writer, and she's in the studio with me. Mig, good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Tell us a bit about yourself and your work.
Yeah, so I am an Ashland filmmaker, actress, writer, playwright, producer. I keep pretty busy.
When I just met you a couple of moments ago, you had your laptop and were sitting on the stairs
yep.
next to the Fun Drive pit typing in something.
yeah. Well, I have a play opening this week at Theater Convivio, so I was doing a quick post about that before you came and found me.
So it sounds like there is a bit of an independent film scene in Ashland.
There is.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So, well, I'm a... board member for Southern Oregon Film and Media, which is an organization that helps independent filmmakers and videographers in the area find work and network and get their work seen and things like that. And, I actually started out in theater, but I kept getting cast in like these student films and local films. And eventually I was just in enough of them and was having so much fun with them that I decided to start doing some of my own. And it was surprising how much support there was like in the community. And there's some people around here with some really nice cameras who are eager to help out. And there's lots of talented students at the campus who are willing to help out. So there's a really great community of filmmakers here.
And things have grown, it looks like, for you by leaps and bounds. You won an award 2 years ago at the Oregon Independent Film Festival.
Oregon Independent Film Festival, yeah. I won Best Actress in a Short for The Truth About Daisies.
So what is the appeal of short films? I mean, You Were So Good is barely 5 minutes long.
Yeah, I think short films are so cool because they're kind of a glimpse into a world. You know, you're not quite seeing the whole world and getting totally immersed, but you're getting like this little glimpse, like this little vignette. And I think that's really cool. I also always really liked short stories growing up, like Edgar Allan Poe's stories and, you know, just these sort of like little snippets of tales. And I've always thought they were just so cool. The other thing is that short films are a lot easier to make. They're easier to print. There aren't as many pages for the script. So that's always nice. You Were So Good.
What was the idea you began with for You Were So Good?
Well, you know, it was a story I'd been wanting to tell for a while because actually a friend of mine who was an actor had told me the story about this time he like went outside after a show and, you know, he was just like going out for a cigarette and some guy came up to him and started talking to him about the play. And it turned out this guy had seen every performance of every play at the college. And he was like, who is this guy? And it creeped him out. And then he never saw the guy again.
Oh, well, it's recreated, though, the first meeting, though, in You Were So Good. And we have a clip of that to play.
I hope you don't think I'm being rude. I'm just very fascinated with this whole process.
It's an interesting process, yeah. To say the least. Yeah.
You know, you shouldn't smoke.
Listen, man, I'm sorry. I just had a really long day, you know, and the last thing I need to hear right now is like some pink lung crusader.
Yeah, but your character doesn't smoke, right? So neither should you.
What the hell, man?
Listen, Joe, you were really good, but you weren't perfect. You've been better. You and I both know you've been better. Last Thursday's performance? Not yesterday, but the time before that, the Thursday before that? You were so close. You were almost there, almost to perfection. But you missed it by that much.
Okay, so if the music didn't convey the scene, I think the dialogue would have. I mean, this is a really creepy confrontation with somebody. It's like, oh, thanks so much for liking my work. What is your problem?
Yeah, and you know, I've experienced a little bit of that personally too. Like, I think people, they see you act and play a character and they just kind of assume that that's who you are, you know? Or they assume that, like, because they watched you do something, they have some sort of right to it because of the experience that they had. And it can be a little creepy, you know? It definitely can.
I watched your acting reel on YouTube. It's out there for the world to see. You convey a lot of emotion in your film work.
Oh, thank you.
But I remember as I watched the clips that, unlike stage acting, which you get to do once a night, of course, a bunch of times in rehearsal, but then once a night mm-hmm. after that, you have to do these scenes potentially over and over and over and over again. What is that like? Is it, you know, okay, just be more emotional on take 28, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, in some ways it's nice because if you do it and you feel like, oh, that was kind of lousy, you can just do it again. So that's really nice. You know, in a play, you just have to keep trucking. It's like, all right, I said that kind of weird, but we're just moving along.
That's right. There's no do-overs on stage
yeah.
in live theater.
I'm curious which reel you saw, because I think I have a couple of them online. Was it the most recent one, do you think? Or
I think so. It's got all your basic, your festival stuff, your shorts and things like that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the bathtub scene and some other stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
And then some stabbing scene with long hair and
oh yes, the Viking thing.
Exactly.
Yes, that was fun. You know, speaking of doing something over and over again, the underwater shot of that was actually filmed on two separate occasions.
The one in the tank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I had never done an underwater scene before. And I was, you know, really nervous about it. I kept getting water up my nose. And here I am trying to be all graceful and, like, sinking into the water. And then between takes, I'm like, ah!
Is this why you'd rather direct than act?
Sometimes, yeah. You know, it can get kind of cold.
So talk about what the challenge is then for a director. Because, I mean, you know, bubbles coming out of your nose and stuff like that aside, just the ability to get an actor to convey an emotion and an idea that you have written. I mean, how hard will you push people? So will you go to take 28 to get what you want as a director from an actor?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, sometimes, I guess it depends on how important the scene is, because there's some things that I just feel like I can let them go. You know, if the actor isn't 100% saying it the way that I envisioned, maybe that's for a reason. So, you know, sometimes if I've been doing a take, you know, 7 or 8 times and I'm like, all right, like it's not coming along, I'll have a conversation with them about it, and then, you know, ultimately, like, that's just something that I can't get, then I'll just move on, because ultimately for me it's more important to get the thing done and get it out there than it is for it to be perfectly matched up with whatever was in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So when
you're doing a movie that is ultimately about 5 minutes long, as You Were So Good is, I mean, was it basically just one night of shooting?
Yeah, actually, that was an incredible day of shooting. It was my birthday last year, and I had this Panasonic GH2 that I had actually raised money for on GoFundMe to buy. And there's another local filmmaker named David Kirk West who also had a Panasonic GH2, and he'd actually recommended the camera to me. And so I was like, hey, let's get together and make some short films, because that's what I want to do for my birthday. And he was like, cool, let's do it. So we found a bunch of actors, and we came to campus, and we actually shot 2 short films in one day. There's also a movie called The List. Didn't make it into AIFF this year. It's a little more of a comedy. It's a little sillier, and it's a little longer. That one's a silent movie. And then You Were So Good, we shot that night after dinner break. And it was actually starting to snow when we shot it.
Was it?
And so we were like, all right, it's really cold. It's snowing. We got to just get through this thing. And yeah, but they were troopers. Everybody working on that was a trooper. So.
How late into the night did you work?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. I know that the Oscars was playing that night. It was the night that the La La Land Moonlight
happened. Yeah, uh-huh.
And I remember we thought that La La Land was Best Picture for like an hour because we were busy shooting.
Sure.
And like we had taken a break and someone went, oh, La La Land won. And then we finished the movie and then found out. So like after the shoot, we're all like, oh, it's Moonlight actually. Crazy. That's so. But I thought it was so cool to like be making films at the same time as the Oscars.
That does sound cool.
Yeah.
Final question before we have to go. Unlike theater work where you don't get to watch yourself, you get to watch your work on a screen and sometimes it's you on the screen. I just wonder what that's like to be in the audience when your stuff, your work, either as actor or director, is playing with a room full of people.
Yeah, it's sort of a mixture between really awesome and cool and like getting to relive this experience of having created this moment, and kind of cringy sometimes, right? Because you're like, man, what was he doing with my face? Like, you know, what's going on here? Why did I move the camera that way? Oh, man. But it's, you know, it's a really rewarding experience still.
All right. The film is called You Were So Good. It's one of the local films on the slate from Ashland. It is a narrative. So it is fiction. Thank goodness. It is fiction, right? Mostly fiction?
Mostly. You know, it was loosely based on something that did happen to a friend of mine. But yeah, it's definitely, most of it is invented.
It'll make you think twice about how you approach actors after a play, that is for sure. Mig Windows is the director of, and actually an actor at the end of I don't want to give it away, of You Were So Good.
I have a cameo.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange, and best of luck with
the
festival.
Thank you so much.
Ashland Independent Film Festival starts on, independent was the word I should have said there. Ashland Independent Film Festival starts on Thursday and concludes on Monday, and You Were So Good is one of the films there. Mig Windows, thanks again.
You're welcome.